We're joined now by David Cole, a professor at Georgetown University who writes about civil liberties and the Constitution. Hello, Professor Cole.
Hi.
Tell us how the U.S. in the past has handled situations of crisis where they've had to balance security with civil liberties.
Well, unfortunately, we've often overreacted in times of fear and indulged in tactics of guilt by association and short-circuited procedures that are designed to distinguish the innocent from the guilty. And this began with the Palmer raids in 1919, where there was a series of politically motivated bombings that ultimately led to a bombing of the Attorney General's home in Washington, D.C. And the way we responded was by going out and arresting over 6,000 immigrants in 33 cities across the country, ultimately deporting 500 of them on political charges, and not a single one of them was actually linked in any way to the bombing. So that's one way we've responded. In World War II, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, we locked up tens of thousands of Americans, not based on any facts that would show that they were subversive, but simply because they were of Japanese ancestry. In the 40s and 50s, in the fear of communism, we passed very broad laws that made it a crime to merely be a member of the Communist Party, whether or not you actually engaged in any kind of illegal or other violent activity.
Well, do you think authorities now have some historical perspective and are able to figure out a way to balance security and civil liberties without looking back on these things with regret?
Right. Well, that's what one would hope. I mean, we see in retrospect all of the those prior incidents were seen as mistakes, but at the time they were seen as necessary responses to crises. And so the question is, are we going to just repeat our mistakes, or will we learn from those mistakes?
Well, what do you think should be done? Let's get some examples, some specific examples. For example, at an airport, we all know we need increased security. So what should be done at airports that will not infringe on civil liberties, but that will offer us a needed measure of security?
Well, I think some of the measures that they've already taken are measures that we shouldn't have as much concern about. Measures that apply broadly to everybody. More screening at the airport, restrictions on what kind of check-in people can use. I hear that they're going to impose restrictions on what people can bring into ballparks when they start the baseball games up again. I mean, these are restrictions that apply uniformly across the board and fairly, and therefore we can, as a community, fairly balance the security concerns versus the intrusions on our liberty and make a fair assessment. What I'm concerned about is when we start to engage in racial profiling, guilt by association, targeted tactics where the cost of those tactics is not borne by everybody in a uniform manner, but is rather imposed on a small, unpopular group. And one reason I think we need to avoid that is because in the end it's counterproductive. If we're looking only for Arabs and Muslims, we're going to miss the Timothy McVeighs of the world. If we look if we paint in a broad brush way and start to suspect people simply because they're Arab or Muslim, we create a kind of distrust in the Arab community that will make it very difficult to effectively distinguish the innocent from the guilty in that community, because the community will be suspicious of the FBI, feel that they're being treated as a suspect simply because of who they are and not because of what they have done. And then if we're really concerned that within the Arab community there might be some terrorists, it's going to be that much more difficult to find them.
David Cole is a professor at Georgetown University. He writes about civil liberties and the Constitution. Thank you, Professor Cole.
Thank you.